Welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I am a former middle school teacher and a current college professor, and I'm passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. So on this podcast, we explore strategies and tools and ideas to empower students with voice and choice. I also share some of those big epic fails I've made along the way with the hopes that we can all learn together. Today, we're on the next in our series about empowering teachers to own our professional development. I really believe that ultimately our professional learning has to be in our own hands. And so we've been talking about what that means, what that looks like, everything from book clubs to we'll be getting into unconferences and mastermind groups, all kinds of different ideas. But today, I want to talk about this idea of teachers having a genius hour. And you've probably heard me talk about genius hour before if you've ever listened to this podcast. I reference it often. I'm a huge fan of it. Sometimes it's called 20% time. Sometimes it's called, you know, passion projects, whatever it may be. But there's this simple idea in the classroom that you give students a dedicated period of time to pursue their passions, interests, and questions in a creative way. Now, this was made famous by Google, but they actually got the process from 3M first. There's a really interesting idea of 20% time and the whole history behind it. But with Genius Hour, students own the whole journey. They choose the topics based on their own geeky interests. They could be looking at fashion or food or sports or Legos or Minecraft or deep sea creatures or whatever it may be. Students ask the questions and engage in research on their own to find their answers. Along the way, they design their own plan of instruction. They decide the resources, the activities. I mean, they own the whole thing. They engage in their own project management. And the goal is that you provide structure for them, but that they truly own the process. From start to finish, it's theirs. And often Genius Hour is kind of this overlap, this, if you can imagine, a Venn diagram of creativity and curiosity. And some Genius Hours really build on this idea of curiosity, right? So it's learning a new skill, it's answering a question, it's pursuing a geeky interest. And some of them build on creativity. It's about taking a creative risk, creating something from scratch, doing some kind of independent project that's fully immersive in the creative process, that actually builds on something you already know how to do, but is taking it to the next level. And really, either of those approaches work. There's no right single way to do Genius Hour. And although we think about Genius Hour as a process for students, I really want to talk about how we can use Genius Hour in our own lives as educators as a form of professional development. Here you might spend Genius Hour acquiring a new skill, like you might do a language or learn a new instrument. You might geek out on, you know, your own random questions. For example, I carve out some Genius Hour time for myself every week, and I spent some time looking at South Korean ballparks. I find it fascinating that U.S. ballparks have been largely quirky and vintage. South Korean stadiums are modern, often with a nod to mid-century modern and contemporary with clean lines and minimalist touches. They just evolved in a very different way, but they don't resemble the old concrete donuts of the U.S. ballparks that were modern. And they take a nod from, say, soccer stadiums as well, but they don't look like soccer stadiums. And I find them really, really fascinating. Anyway, you probably don't, and I'm sorry that I wasted your time for the last minute, but let's get back to it. There's a lot of different ways to do this. You could be building on, again, a skill that you're into. So my Genius Hour project this last December was, you know, I love to paint, and so I did these painted silhouettes that I have in my office, and it's a silhouette of each of my kids, and it was a different way of painting. So it was experimenting, and that was the piece. So as we think about Genius Hour as a form of professional learning, I really think that, you know, one of the ways I view it is that with Genius Hour, you're more likely, when you do your own Genius Hour, you're more likely to think about inquiry, choice, and creativity in your lessons because you value it more. You've just done this yourself. You're more patient when students get scared about failure and worried and risk-averse. And you experience the frustration of making mistakes. In other words, I really believe that doing a Genius Hour actually makes me a better teacher. And I'm not saying that you can't be a great teacher without a Genius Hour. I'm just saying I really think it's one of those things that could benefit a lot of different teachers. And my story with Genius Hour is that I first got into it where my wife and I, we had young kids at the time. Our kids are all older now. And we basically said, like, we lack a creative outlet. So we called it at first our date nights with ourselves. And we would leave the house, both of us, on different nights, and we would do our own Genius Hour. Sometimes it was at Starbucks. Sometimes it was at a place with a great craft beer. Don't worry, I would only have one if I was going to drive. And so I would slowly drink that, have a burger, and just enjoy, in my case, it was often writing. Sometimes it was drawing. It's how I first got into sketch videos. My wife, you know, that's where she learned and got into FileMaker and doing databases, which is now a critical part of her own job. It's also where she, joined a choir and she would sing with a choir. And so sometimes it was social, sometimes it was individual, but it was always fully directed by us. And I think it's interesting. I'd love to point out that sometimes our small geeky interests become those vital skills. I use my sketch videos all the time now. I write all the time. So, you know, what was a Genius Hour that didn't seem like a big deal became something that we use on a regular basis. So I want to talk about what does it mean to set up a Genius Hour plan? Like, let's think through it strategically together. So the first question to ask yourself is, how do you want to spend this time? There are a few approaches to Genius Hour. It can lean toward curiosity and learning a new topic, or it could be learning a new skill, or it could be building on some kind of creative work that you're doing. So how are you going to spend that time? What topics do you want to explore, and what new things do you want to create? It might help to create a brainstorm of questions or have topics you want to explore. If you're taking a more creative route, you might want to make a brainstorm of project ideas. And so either questions or project ideas, you just get out that brainstorm. And it's really important to avoid judgment. If there's anything that interests you, write it down. It honestly doesn't need to be earth-shattering. It can be goofy. Like I said, I'm creating this superhero pizza book, and it was a Genius Hour project years ago. And over time, it morphed, and it became, you know, my Genius Hour project that I did at the beginning of quarantine, and then and released it for free. And then, you know, now I'm going to actually publish it. So really, you know, ask yourselves those questions. What is it that you want to learn, explore, create? The next question I would ask is, do you want to do a long-term project or short learning expeditions? Do you want to learn a new thing each week? I've seen people who say, like, I'm going to do a painting every week and just spend a couple hours on that. Or I want to learn a new small thing, how to do knots or how to do Rubik's Cubes. And they love just learning these random little things that they wish they knew. Other people love to plan out a full, longer project. And I really think it's totally fine. Either way works. And the next question I have is, what rules will you have for yourself? So I have rules like it can't be anything related to school. No grading papers, no lesson planning, none of that. No deadlines, right? I live and die by deadlines. I'm always putting deadlines. My Genius Hour projects have no deadlines. I want it to be very, very slack and loose and open. I have to learn something new. So that's another rule, whatever it may be. So even if I'm building on a strength or taking a more creative route, I want to learn something new, some skill while I do that. The audience is optional. I have that rule that I'm always going to make the audience optional. And my final rule is nothing is stupid. There's no dumb questions. There's no dumb creative work. Nothing's too shallow or too nerdy or too off topic to pursue. Hence my reading and looking at examples of South Korean baseball stadiums, right? Like, that's pretty off topic and nerdy and not important, but I found it fascinating. So that's the key idea. My next question is, how will you structure it? Will you use something like design thinking or inquiry-based learning? Will you use some kind of PBL structure that you use with your own students? Or will it be more open? Where will you work? Think about your physical environment and what would make it ideal for Genius Hour. I really believe some people can handle noise and chaos and they want to do their Genius Hour work in the midst of a crowded coffee shop or in noise. I guess it's not too crowded with, you know, still being in quarantine time a little bit. But, you know, really figure out where you want to work. Other people have to work in a quiet space. Some people might have kids at home and they're making a lot of noise and they're all around and that energizes them, and others that distracts them. So you really have to think about, where will you work? Will you work alone or in a community? Some Genius Hour projects are solo. Some of them are small group projects, and really it's up to you. And when will you schedule it? Some people do a Genius Hour project where it's almost like a vacation. They say, I have the summer off, wink, wink. We know that teachers don't fully have the summer off, but I have a little more autonomy during the summer, and so I'm going to take a day a week throughout the whole summer. Others say, look, I'm going to take a week for the, during this entire summer and just work on my Genius Hour project during that week. It's going to be a fun home improvement project. I've been dying to learn how to do, you know, this particular thing, and I'm going to dive right in and do it. I think the goal in the end is that we recover our sense of curiosity and creativity. Some of us get distracted and we get busy. We focus on what's practical and what's important. And we lose sometimes that sense of wonder in the world. We lose the sense that we are creative. You know, everyone is born creative, but I hear so many adults say, well, I'm just not that creative. And I think it's really important that we say we're not going to be ashamed of our creativity. We're going to own our creativity. We're going to love it. We're going to be 100% curious. We're going to run with it, and it's going to be awesome. So what I would challenge is this. Do a Genius Hour. Ask questions and chase your curiosity. Learn a new skill and stumble along the way. Bruise your knees and get back up. Make something new. Throw yourself into a creative project. Now, here's the caveat. It cannot be for your classroom. Otherwise, it's not going to be a Genius Hour project. If you're creating something new, this can't be a unit plan or a project resource. If you're chasing curiosity, it can't be reading something about teaching. So, sorry, this podcast doesn't count. There's a time and a place to read teaching books and listen to podcasts. Please continue listening. But this is about being curious and creative away from your profession. By not focusing on teaching, you'll learn things that become more transferable to teaching. So find something creative that pushes you to the point of frustration. Learn a new craft. Learn to draw. Learn to dance. Learn to code. Learn to crochet. Learn to speak in front of a group. Learn how to build a deck or install shiplap. Confession, I still don't think I completely understand what that term means. Visit a makerspace if it's open. Make something ridiculous and weird. This is your invitation to do something wildly and unabashedly different. So go for it. Throw yourself into it. Craft a Genius Hour plan and see how it works. In the end, although it seems like it's something designed for you, it will be truly something that will benefit your students. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Would you do me a favor? Would you leave a review on Apple Podcast or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast? That would mean the world to me. Again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and go out and make something awesome.